So you just bought Oracle PLM system. What do you do now? The way we look at this from a philosophical standpoint is we look at product lifecycle management as a business transformation, not just an IT system implementation. If it was purely just an IT system implementation, I could go to the Oracle website, I could download their install guide and take it away from there. But it's really much more than that. So if we go back to the Masimo blueprint, this is really about the people, the process, and the tools, and getting very tight alignment across all three of those areas. And that's really the way that we see the most benefit. This is where the rubber hits the road and will determine how much value we get out of our investment once the system is live. A bad implementation means that we've lost that opportunity to realize the most benefit possible in our return on investment. So how do we approach this? We look at the implementation as a series of project tracks. Each one of these tracks has a key set of activities, has defined deliverables, and it's assigned to a subset of our project team. So let's look at these different project tracks. These include number one is our project management track. These are the individuals who are responsible for leading the project, ensuring the project stays on track from a time, budget, and scope perspective. They're also responsible for the organizational change management that comes along with changing your business. It includes a stakeholder assessment, a communication plan, a training plan, and a support plan. So this is one of the key tracks of our project. Next is the process design and system configuration track. This team ultimately designs the new process based on best practices and ensures the process requirements are met. Once that is done, the system is configured to best enable that business process. This is typically done through an iterative fashion, starting with a high level and drilling down into more detailed process steps and supporting configuration. Some of the key deliverables for this track include a business process flow, business requirements, and a configuration design document. This team is also responsible for testing and final approval of the process and the solution. Next is the technical infrastructure track. This team will be responsible for installing the system hardware, providing network connectivity, and installing system software. Ultimately, they're going to ensure system access to the end users. There are typically multiple environments set up to meet the project needs. For example, a development environment for our initial design work, a test environment to test the solution prior to going live, and a production environment that's used for our live system. Next is the data migration track. This is the team that is responsible for migrating the data and files from your legacy systems into the new environment. This is a mix of both business resources who know your data well, often called data stewards, and technical resources to extract the legacy data and bulk load that into the new system. Finally, there is the system integration track. If you are planning to share your data between your PLM system and other systems, most likely you will have an integration to automatically share the data between the systems. This team is responsible for the installation, configuration, and testing of the integrations. This is a brief overview of the implementation process. Again, this is key to realizing the value and benefits of your investment in the PLM software. So let me ask you, are you ready to take the next step to ensure you get the most out of your PLM investment? If so, contact us so we can discuss best practices on how to create a successful and profitable implementation for your business.